My birthday was a few weeks ago, and I have to say it was a great one. I got a ridiculous amount of presents from my family, and my friends didn't skimp on the gifts either. I wound up netting around $400 total in cash and a good $150 in gift cards. I found this especially nice, as I'm usually not one to have a lot of excess money, but when I do have it, I'm usually at a loss for how to spend it. After consulting with my friends as to what would be the best course of action, I decided to purchase a Nintendo Wii. I've never really been terribly interested in video games, but after playing a few rounds of Wii Sports at my friend's house, I was hooked. I spent a good 4 hours scouring the internet for the best deal. Not that I didn't have money to spare at that point, when I found on eBay a listing for a lightly used Nintendo Wii for only $100. The seller didn't list too many details as to the condition of the console, but he uploaded pictures and they looked well enough. I was slightly hesitant to buy the Wii as the seller was a new account and didn't have any feedback to go off of as far as his reliability, but I figured I'd give it a shot anyway. When the Wii arrived the next week, I noticed something peculiar about the box. It seemed to have mold growing from the corners of it, causing it to reek to no end. I disregarded this as I was excited to play my new console, so I hurriedly opened the box and hooked up the Wii. At first, I was unsure what to do. When I turned on the Wii, there was a whole bunch of stuff left behind from the previous owner. Boy, was I lucky. It turns out he had purchased a ton of games from the virtual marketplace. At my disposal was Yoshi's Story, Super Mario 64, Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda, Super Mario World, and a bunch of other classics. I was in heaven. I put on my headset and played games for a good 6 hours. I know, no life. Until I eventually got tired and went to bed. When I woke up in the morning, I decided I would look through all the channels on the Wii to see what kind of fun I could have. Most of the channels were virtual marketplace games. Up until the last page, where there was just one icon. It looked as if there was some sort of problem with the image, for the channel as it was just a static box. Not to miss out on a potentially fun experience, I decided I would check it out and see what game it was. When I clicked the icon, I was brought to a gray screen with the phrase, Persevero, which I learned later means continue in Latin. A Persevero was in red text. Not knowing what it meant, I decided I would select it anyway. Upon selecting it, I was taken to a menu with 4 symbols on it. Each symbol had a sort of menacing look to it. I don't really know why, but they were just unsettling. Once again, curiosity got the better of me, and I decided to click on some of them. The first symbol I clicked was a vertical line with a circle running through it, underneath an X. When I clicked the symbol, I was taken to a virtual world, very similar to my own. It was as if the general layout of the city was a carbon copy of mine, but I digress. The game was like none I'd ever seen before. It was a first-person game, but there was really no objective. You started out in a house, also bearing a remarkable resemblance to mine, and you were just free to roam about. I spent a good 3 hours walking about the virtual world, when I decided I would see exactly how close this game world would parallel mine. It was truly remarkable. Everything seemed almost exactly the same. After another 2 hours of wandering around, I was booted back to the menu with the symbols. Only now there were just three. I checked my clock and saw it was getting late, so I decided to take my headset off, call it a night, and head off to bed. The next morning, I was eager to play out the next three symbols of the mysterious game I had found, so I quickly turned on my Wii and launched the channel. I once again was brought to the menu with, now, three symbols. The second symbol was an upside-down cross with a triangle going through the arms to the bottom of it. I selected this symbol. The game I was taken to was essentially the same as yesterday's, only now there were people. They didn't really have any features, so it looked like there were a bunch of mannequins walking about the town. I explored the town some more before being booted again to the symbol menu. I continued to click the next symbol, which was just a square inside of a circle. The game I was taken to this time was slightly off-putting. The world I was in seemed to be drearier, and the characters moved more sluggishly. Upon further exploration of the town, I noticed there were random objects lying around you, most of which seemed to be knives. I decided I would interact with one of the knives to see what I could do. And of course, one of the options was to kill a few mannequin-esque citizens of what seemed to be my town. As sadistic as it sounds, it's actually pretty entertaining. When you killed a person, they would drop to the ground and writhe in pain until they finally just vanished. It was strangely satisfying. After around 20 minutes of killing random civilians, I was booted back to the symbol menu again. By this time, it was getting late, and I decided to get some sleep, and that I'd get around to the last symbol in the morning. The night went by relatively quickly, and I awoke to a strange odor in my house. I assumed I had forgotten to take the trash out and continued on with my morning. I turned on my Wii, and I once again loaded the channel. And when I did, I was brought again to the symbol menu. The last remaining symbol was simply an X. I clicked it. I was taken back to the same game world I was in before, only now, everything was tinted a dark red. And I started with the knife in my hand. I assumed I knew what had to be done. I ran around stabbing countless citizens of this virtual town for what seemed like a good 5 hours when I was booted to the menu. Now, it was blank. I was relatively disappointed at such a dull ending to what seemed to be such an interesting game. I decided I would head off to bed for a nap, as 5 hours straight of gameplay was rather tiring, having to flail my arms as if stabbing for so long. While asleep, I had a very weird dream. I was alone in a black room holding nothing but a knife, and another man came in. He had a distinct gunshot wound on his forehead, and he reached his hand out to me. I stood, staring back at him, not knowing what was happening. In a very distorted, almost demon-like voice, he repeated,
"Congratulations, you are done now."
For the remainder of the dream. Upon waking, I noticed the stench from earlier in the morning had gotten so much stronger. I decided to spray some air freshener and get some lunch. While eating, I checked my email and noticed a message from the eBay seller who had sold me the Wii. It read, "Congratulations, you are done now. Sincerely, Arnold von Marshall." This creeped me out a huge amount, as these were the exact words said to me in my dream. I shook it off as a coincidence and continued with my day. The stench I had smelled earlier was now overbearing, so I decided I would take a look around to see what was causing it. I looked just about all over my house before I realized it was coming from the basement. I opened the door and walked down the stairs to find a pile. A pile of dead bodies. I was horrified. I looked in absolute terror before running upstairs and trying to make sense of everything. After a good hour or two staring terrified at the wall, I decided to go back down and try and see things through. I slowly opened the door and walked down the stairs towards the pile when I noticed something pinned to the stairs. It was a printout of a shipping label for some address in Houston. The return address was to an Arnold von Marshall. I immediately ran upstairs and searched his name on Google. It turned out Arnold von Marshall had killed 23 people in a small German town before killing himself. His obituary had said he died just 4 months ago. Just after reading this, I heard a bang at the door. It was the police.